Your latest album, Slit, has been engineered by Steve Albini, who worked with bands like Pixies, Nirvana, Breeders and so on. How was the work with him, and how did he leave his mark on the result?
I think the mark he left is that he recorded us in two nights. We did it in two nights, and most bands that go record with him spend a little more time, like the Pixies and the other bands. But his mark was that he moved as fast as us. He knew his business. We knew how to play. We knew what songs we wanted to play. And he fine-tunes. He knows how to put that mic just 1 centimeter to the left, 1 centimeter farther back, and it changes the sound of everything. And they say he tries to capture the live sound of the band. It doesn't. The live band sounds different. He captures the Albini sound, which is nothing like anyone else. And I think every album he's done is a piece of art. And I'm just grateful that we recorded with him our debut album.
And another great name in the vita of your band is Rodney Bingenheimer. And he gave airplay to the songs from your first album, I think. Is it right that he was the booster detonation for your relocation to the United States?
Well, we were in Greece and we had recorded an EP, and we just did a few shows, you know, around Greece where we were able to play. And Rodney got our EP and started playing it in the US and invited us to come play anytime we were able to the US to go play there. And after, you know, a couple of weeks of playing us on his radio station, we decided to sell everything that we had and move to the US for a series of shows that he would be helping us with. And within 2 weeks of him starting to play us, we sold everything we had. We went to the US, and he was a big influence for us, because we would have never left Greece, and we definitely wouldn't have toured the US and did whatever we did without his contribution.
He was the first DJ when everybody else, DJs in America, said, no, I'm not going to play the Ramones, I'm not going to play Social Distortion, Nirvana, Oasis, Coldplay, Germs, Van Halen, No Doubt, anyone. He said, no, this is good, I'm going to play it. And people listened to him.
I think he's a little bit like John Peel.
John Peel, he is the John Peel of America, but he's also a scenester. He's always there in the scene. And he deserves more credit than he's gotten. He deserves way more.
And you met him?
Oh yeah, the first night we arrived at the airport, we went right to meet him and we had dinner with him. And he said he loves our album, it's a hit, and he's excited to put us on the show. And we're really blessed that we found him, he found us.
Before you went to the US, you lived in a place called Icarus Artist Commune.
Yes.
Can you tell me about it? I've never heard about it.
Yeah, we lived at the Icarus Artist Commune in Crete, in a village called Avdou, which is in the mountains above the sea. And we lived there with many other artists. At the time we were there, there was five artists, musicians that were living there. And they became a band called Group Love now. They're a top-selling indie hippie band, but they're doing very well. There was other artists and directors. Jello Biafra has come to the Icarus. Vloggy Molly's been there many times. It's just a small, for artists, musicians, we have a studio, and we put on a festival every year, we used to. And I had my band, I'm Pin, the guitarist, and Isis was there, and she was hearing all the artists sing. Every Friday we'd have a party in the courtyard, and everybody would pass the guitar around to play a new song they wrote that week. And everybody was writing songs. It was a very inspirational place. And Isis learned all the songs of everybody, and then one day she watched Song Remains the Same by Zeppelin 3 times in a row and said, that's what I want to do, sing, you know, and can you write some songs? So we started Barbed Wire Dolls, because we were bored with the music scene, so we wanted to start a new band. But we didn't know what to do from Crete, Icarus, this far away in nowhere land. But that's where Rodney Bingenheimer came out of magic and said, come to America. So
you started your first band back late 70s?
Late 70s.
How old were you?
I was 12.
12, okay.
Yeah.
And do you remember the name of the band?
Yeah, Ocean Tribe.
Ocean Tribe?
Yeah.
And, any recordings?
I have recordings, but they're on cassettes, and I don't know where they are. but I know I found them many years ago. But I only have one song that I wrote, I remember, called Triangle. The rest of them were covers. Just kids getting drunk and playing, you know.
And do you sometimes think that you are too old for that shit?
It's not too loud, so I must not be too old yet. You know.
Or we're all losing our hearing.
Well, we can't hear it. What? What did you say?
So it's...
No, if you... What's the saying that they told us? If you used to be punk, you never were.
Your European tour last from the beginning of October?
May 27 we started.
In Europe?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's no end in sight?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, yeah.
New Year's Eve is our last show booked in Europe.
Okay.
And we don't know after that.
Okay.
And the tour has lasted for 3 years now.
It's been 3 years non-stop touring for us.
But maybe in 2 weeks we'll start booking shows for next year, so...
Call us next week.
Yeah, call us next week.
And there are some off days in the tour plan. What are you doing then?
Sleeping.
Schlafen.
In the off days, we've written 9 new songs. So we're playing 5 new songs tonight. We wrote here in Germany. And yeah, on our days off, we sleep and write new songs. There's not that many days off, so...
So we've had 9 days off, and we wrote 9 songs. So, yeah.
But you're all looking very well.
Thank you.
It's good. And is it different playing in Europe than playing in the United States?
Yes, the punk scene is actually better here in Europe. They support each other a little more.
It's more organized.
More organized. They have fanzines, they have radio stations that people do things. They have record companies that actually put out and distribute punk rock records. In America, it's very little left, and the few labels that are left are very corporate, and they don't support bands unless they know they're going to make a lot of money. They don't take chances, and that's the big difference. Here, people will take chances. They will also go see a band that they heard about and they're good. I'll go check them out. And it's also because they don't have to drive sometimes so far. It's more of a city where you walk around, and people don't spend most of their time at home watching TV as much as they do in America. Maybe. Maybe it's becoming more Americanized here, I don't know.
I think so.
That's why we're here, to wake up and destroy some of that.
I think you are a very hard-working band, playing continuously. The press is full of praise and well-known personalities support you. You are kind of successful, but you are playing in small venues like this.
Yeah.
Is it unfair, or are you happy?
We chose it this way. You know, you need to do a ground roots of the scene first and foremost, and play to the true fans, play to the true punks, and all the rest is just hype.
Yeah.
You know, and people cannot, you know, you can listen to the hype, but you really have to go and experience something first and foremost. And so that's why we're here.
You have to build a strong foundation to be able to grow. So it's just, this is what we're doing. We're just doing all the hard work and building a strong structure, and then we can do anything we want. But it's hard sometimes to go from 0 to 10, because then it's easy to fall back down to 0. But if you slowly move up and play venues like this and get to meet your friends and your fans and everybody to come and actually have a conversation like we're doing right now, that spreads out and it grows even more the next years that come and everything.
But do you think that there are, in the 90s, there were bands like Green Day, Offspring and so on, and I don't remember that there are names like this for the last 50, 20 years maybe.
What? That's because 15, 20 years ago, all the big record companies stopped signing punk. And they didn't promote punk, so punk was underground and big. And once the record companies, the big records, took away big signing punk, it only was underground. And here in Germany, it's a little more, you know, important. You have festivals, you have punk bands. In America, you go to big festivals, there's no punk bands. Not even Bad Religion will play a big festival, even though they're a radio band too. I don't know what the question was, but...
Me too.
It's time. It's time now, you know, for punk to really start breaking through. Start breaking away from, you know, from just a few of your friends knowing about it. Because that's what our society is about right now. People are starting to wake up from their comas. They're sick and tired of being treated badly and poorly. And that comes hand in hand with punk rock. Because punk rock is the citizens' music. It's the working class music. It's the people that get it, know what's going on. And that's why punk rock is coming back. And that's why bands are starting to get known again. New bands are starting to get known because it's time.
With the state of the world right now, what music is speaking? What is the voice of the people in music? It's not the rap. It's not the hip-hop. It's not the indie pop. It's not even the metal. It can only be punk rock. It's always been the voice of the people, except for the hippies. You know, in the beginning, they were the voices of the left. And now, there's a good reason for someone to start yelling and screaming at the authorities and the governments and what's going on, and say, what the fuck is going on? Things have to change, you know, and we're here like other bands to scream about it.
They're pissed off and they need somebody to yell with them.
Yeah.
I give you some keywords, and I would like you to give a short statement about it.
All of us together?
At the same time.
And all the same.
Let's see if we can do it.
Maybe in the row or...
Yeah.
Okay, you can start with someone that gets the question.
Well, it has to be in a circle.
Well, first you have to hear
this. This way or this way. Whatever. You're not in a psychiatrist now. You're getting me scared.
we start
childhood memories.
Okay, punk.
Rebellion.
Okay. Germany?
Superpower.
Society.
Broken.
Tattoos?
Don't have any.
You have one.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay.
DIY.
Fuck you.
Reef?
Freedom! For me, at least. Yeah.
Okay. And now we got either or, and we can do it. I tell you the pair, and each of you can give me an answer.
Okay.
Okay. Beer or wine?
Wine.
You're asking the wrong person for beer or wine. Okay. He doesn't drink coffee for him.
Okay.
Beer.
Beer.
Beer. Wine. Beer.
West Coast or East Coast?
Neither coast.
Ooh, that's a good one.
South Coast.
West Coast.
East.
Beatles or Stones?
Beatles.
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 Beatles. Okay, everyone said Beatles.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
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 Wheatley.
But spring.
Don't try to be a punk rocker.
Black or white?
Black.
Michael Jackson.
Black.
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz. Yeah. Black.
Black. Okay. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
I've never had a dog, but I like dogs.
Yeah. Cats.
I want to be your dog.
I used to really like dogs a lot, but I'm becoming a cat person. Yeah. Because I don't want to walk the fucking cat, you know what I mean?
You can just let him do whatever.
And just let it go, and it shits, you know, in one box.
The Chinese like dogs better. They taste better.
That's true. Dogs do taste better. But the Chinese enjoy cats a lot more.
Oh, come on.
Right.
Okay, the sea or the mountains?
Crete, Greece. I can have both.
Yeah, I can't.
I'll go with that one.
I'll go with Crete.
Say sea.
Yeah, I'll go with Crete.
Okay. Festival or club?
It depends what type of festival.
Shh, just answer the question. That's a good question.
I'll go with festival. I'll go with festival.
Club.
I think I'm going to go with club too.
I don't know. I like them both too much. It's like pussy or
or pussy. Asshole. Because here they're both right there.
Acoustic or electric?
Electric.
Electric.
Yeah. Electric. Boots or high heels?
High heels.
High boots. Heels. High heels. All the way.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
You're asking the wrong person for beer or wine. He doesn't drink coffee for him.
Okay.
Beer.
Beer. Wine.
West Coast or East Coast?
Neither coast.
Ooh, that's a good one.
South Coast.
West Coast.
East.
Beatles or Stones?
Beatles.
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 Beatles. Okay, everyone said Beatles.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
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 Wheatley.
What's spring?
Don't try to be a punk rocker.
Black or white?
Black.
Michael Jackson.
Black.
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz. Yeah. Black.
Black. Okay. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
I've never had a dog, but I like dogs.
Yeah. Cats.
I want to be your dog.
I used to really like dogs a lot, but I'm becoming a cat person. Yeah.
The sea or the mountains?
Crete, Greece. I can have both.
Yeah, I can't.
I'll go with that
both.
One.
I'll go with Crete.
I'll say sea.
Yeah, I'll go with Crete.
Okay. Festival or club?
It depends what type of festival.
Shh, just answer the question. That's a good question.
I'll go with festival. I'll go with festival.
Club.
I think I'm going to go with club too.
I don't know. I like them both too much. It's like pussy or...
Or pussy. Asshole? Because they're both right there.
Acoustic or electric?
Electric.
Electric.
Yeah.
Electric. Boots or high heels?
High heels.
High boots. Heels. High heels. All the way.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.